the Mark for Greatness podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Stephen Hayes, and along with me is the great Dr. Billy Smith. Doc, we got a fun podcast today. We're going to talk about the APHA internships, the program. We got a couple interns, past and present, on with us. Why don't you introduce who we got with us today?
Well, first of all, there is nothing more fun than to make fun of interns, so this should be a fantastic day. So we've got three people with us, Kristen, Connor. Now, Kristen is not an intern. She's been with us a few years.
Just a few.
But she manages our internship program. And we've got Matt Arias, who runs our Breeders Trust program, who is a former intern and enjoyed it so much that he actually just stayed and continues to work with us today. But the real star of today's show is Emma Edwards. Emma is the real thing. She's a real big time, serious intern. And she has been actually very patient and been abused a fair amount, but she's kind of gotten through it all. So welcome, Emma. Thank you for all of your hard work here at APHA.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely. So glad to have you all here today with us and visit a little bit about this program. We're pretty proud to have our interns when we have them. COVID this last year in 2020, COVID affected us a little bit in that sense, but we're back at it steady and strong. So Kristen, why don't you tell us a little bit about the process of how to become an APHA intern? And then, once you get in, kind of the onboarding of that.
Sure. We offer a few different options. The first one, our most popular one, is our summer internship program, which is, obviously it's the most popular because that's when a lot of people are out of school, but that is kind of centered around our big world show in the summer. And I'll go ahead and give you the deadlines for applications. Let's knock that out. So that internship starts in May, and we usually accept those applications through like the middle of March. So like you said, we've already done our interviews for this year for that position. We're about to get those wrapped up and hired. And then in the summer, we will start interviewing for our fall position. We accept those applications through like the end of June. And then we have like the fall position, which helps us with our fall event. It's more than one event, but our big halter event is coming up at the end of September. And then we also have opportunities that basically are year round, which is the one that we have now, Emma, which you'll meet in a minute. She is doing this while she's going to graduate school online. She had availability and we were in need of an intern. So we have those opportunities as well throughout the year. So we're always accepting applications for that term. So, and then as a whole, we try and offer like a very well-rounded internship when they're here. We kind of have three areas of focus. But even within that, we give them the opportunity to be in all departments and do projects for all departments and kind of get a very bit broad picture of how an association runs. But those three areas are editorial, and then we have marketing and sales, and then we also have a performance slash events sort of category. So we kind of let them apply for what they want, and then we interview them based on that and fill from there. And we usually have roughly four interns in the summer and two to three in the fall. And then, like I said, occasionally we might have one throughout the year. So what else you got, Stevens?
So I'm curious to know, you've managed this program for a number of years now. I have a great, from one of my previous lives, I have a great intern story, but I'd like to know, what's the funniest intern story you've got in your arsenal?
Oh gosh, Stephen, there's several.
There's so many.
Right. I do have a very, really good picture, which I wish I had handy, we were at the World Show and we had loaded up the interns in a golf cart to go take a picture or something, And so this was over at the Will Rogers Center, and there's a, over by the Amon Carter building, there's like a big ramp, like a big concrete ramp. And I made the interns, like I got in the driver's seat and I made the interns get behind me and make it look like they were pushing me up the hill in the golf cart. And that was one of my favorite pictures, at least, of all the internship that I think that got one of the most likes when I posted on Facebook, like most likes ever. But those guys, that's, gosh, that's been probably 10 years ago, but those guys still give me a hard time about that. But I don't know, Billy, what I'll be thinking, what it, can you think of a good one?
Well, needless to say, we want our interns to come out stronger when they leave than when they came in. So I feel like that's a good learning experience.
Exactly. Yeah. In all ways.
Well, I talk to all of them, kind of do a little exit interview when they leave. They always talk about how mean and rough and tough you are on them, Kristen. It, but I think that's a good thing for you to be kind of hard on them. So appreciate that and all the hard work on them. But
right,
you know, they need that kind of discipline, correct?
They do. You have to keep them in line. You have to keep them have to keep the humility going. So, but seriously though, we learn as much from them as they do from us. I mean, we always like to get a fresh perspective on, I say kids, they're not kids, but you know, coming out of school and they've got fresh ideas. They've got a fresh perspective, like, especially with social media being what it is now, they know all the latest and greatest on that. So it's a two-way street, but yeah, there's lots of good stories. You know, that's the first one that pops into my head, but
see, look at Matt and Emma right now. They're terrified of you.
I know. Yeah.
Terrified, right, of Kristen. Terrified. She wasn't in charge of me when I was an intern, so I had to deal with her on that level.
It's not over the program at that point, but yeah. What, Matt, what's your favorite story from when you were an intern?
Ooh, I was an intern probably 8 years ago, I think, at this point. It's been, yeah. Wow. Billy, I was like one of the first interns that was here when you were here, when you just started.
That's all a blur.
I know. So it was a long time ago. Trying to think of what my favorite memory or like the one that comes to mind that's probably the funniest. I was a performance department intern, so we had a lot to do with like helping with awards and kind of all that kind of stuff. So I remember the golf cart that we got that summer. I don't know how we got this golf cart that was like the fastest out of everybody's. It would just zip around. And I remember Christine, our youth director at that point was helping us with something, and she didn't realize how fast this thing went. And I almost fell off the back. So I think that was probably a pretty memorable experience. She went to like just tap on the gas a little bit, and she didn't realize that this thing just goes, and I wasn't expecting it. And I think that's probably one of the funniest moments that I had at my internship.
You know, almost falling off is not that fun. Falling off.
I mean, probably looking at my face while this is going on was pretty funny for everybody else. And there was a lot of people around. I remember that.
It's also hard to beat Paint Horse Pete in the arena, falling down several times. That could describe multiple interns.
Yeah, multiple interns who've fallen being Paint Horse Pete.
Poor little Lexi this last fall. Yeah, Paint Horse Pete gets to make an appearance at the World Show, and it's usually an intern. And we've had some pretty bad spills in the arena. And I think I shouldn't say that. His head came off this last. We may have to edit that out. Yeah, that's like
all the children were mortal.
The ultimate taboo. But anyway,
that's like the number one rule is make sure the head stays on.
Mm-hmm. What's that, Billy?
Don't horrify the children.
Mm-hmm. I have an internship. It was in one of my previous careers, but an internship story that I have to share, because anytime I think of interns, it's the story I go to. But we were setting up for a show, and as a new intern, they were riding around with me in the Gator hanging banners. And we had a trailer that kept all the banners and signs in, and it was a fully enclosed trailer that had like a front compartment that was blacked out. No windows, the door would shut, lock, all those things. It was the middle of July, so super hot. where I'm probably 100 yards from the trailer, I ask our intern to go to the trailer and get a certain banner. They go to the intern, and it was kind of windy. So they go, the intern goes to the trailer, they go to get that banner. Well, they're gone for, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 minutes. It was literally just about 100 yards over there. I'm like, what is going on? So then about that time, I look over the trailer, and there's one of those facility workers walks up to the trailer. So I'm like, well, what's going on with this? So I walk over there. Well, the wind had caught the door and slammed this intern shut in the trailer compartment. Okay. It's 105 degrees, pitch black. You can't see anything inside this thing. And I'm sure it's hotter than y'all get out. And I walk up to the door, and this intern is screaming, go get Steven, screaming and beating on the door. Like something in there is going to get her. Right. So keeps beating on the door. And obviously the guy doesn't know who Steven is, because he's just a facility guy. Beating on the door, screaming. Well, in her panic, it's a coded deal. So you have to put a code in to unlock it. So I hit the code. It won't open. In her panic, she had locked it from the inside. So I couldn't unlock it from the outside. So I push the code. It doesn't work. I said, hey, the code's not working. I don't know what to do. Freaks out even more, loses it. At this point, she's laying on her back with her feet and kicking the door, trying to bust it open. This trailer is heavy made. So she's just kicking, trying to get out. Finally, she calms down enough to unlock this trailer. I get the code open. I fling it open. She was probably in there maybe 5 minutes. Like, it wasn't a long time. Flings out of there like a rocket. And I'm pretty sure it petrified her the rest of the time at that job. But it is the funniest intern story that I've ever come across, because she was losing it inside that trailer.
I'm pretty sure she's not walking around saying, that's the funniest internship story
ever. Probably not. But I'll never forget it. So it was a good learning experience. Don't send an intern to a trailer that locks by themselves.
Or Emma, beware at the World Show. You might get locked in a trailer.
Yeah. Yeah. That's only if they're smart mouth. That's the only time I have to ask them. But it's all good. So Billy, you've probably seen in your career, as old as you are, you probably had like what, 500, 600, 1,000 interns that you've gone through. How many would you say you've had to deal with through your course of your career? I mean, that's a lot of years that you have under your belt.
So many that I actually have a recollection of an intern I worked with, and then later her daughter was an intern too. So that's
full circle there, Billy.
Way to admit that.
I have been an intern as well. So I've been on both sides of that thing.
Wow. You remember you being an intern?
Yeah. It was vivid. It was a horrific experience.
Do you care to share that?
Yeah. Do you want to elaborate?
I was a newspaper intern, and I was sitting between, this is back in the day where people smoked in the office, and you, the desks were just lined up next to each other. Both people on both sides of me smoked. And I mean, smoked all the time. And one of the crazy stories going on that time had to do with a serial killer, for which there is a documentary on Netflix. Documentary about this guy. And so I went with the reporter and got to interview this guy. He was Looney Tunes.
Yeah, that sounds.
I think it's called The Confession Killer or something like that. That's the Netflix thing. It's about that guy, Henry Lee Lucas. He was scary.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that in the Waco area?
It was all kind of all over Texas.
Yeah, I remember that for sure.
But as it turns out, He ended up only killing his girlfriend and his mother. He faked all the rest.
Only.
But he was not a good
guy. No biggie.
Not a good guy. That was my internship. So
being
well, it's kind of hard to top that.
Being in the newspaper industry back then, that was before they had pictures, right? I couldn't remember.
They had black and white pictures.
All right.
We had pictures. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if the camera had been invented by then yet or not.
Hey, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And occasionally we ran a color picture. So.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk to Emma for just a minute. Emma, you've been with us, I think, since January-ish timeframe, somewhere in there.
When was it? February, right? Okay. Christian?
February, yep. It's all running together.
Yeah. It is.
So talk to us a little bit about what all you've been involved with during your time. It just briefly kind of hit the high points of what you've touched while you've been with APHA.
I've helped with web stories, social media marketing. I've helped with the awards department and tracking sponsorships as well. And really just helping a bunch of different departments get different tasks done, I would say.
So you've also been involved with the retail store some too. You've helped us up there.
Yes, I have.
First point of contact for our retail store, which is actually the first point of contact with APHA for anybody who walks in. That's kind of a fun experience as well. Yeah,
it's been super fun.
Yep. So the other thing I want to ask you is, are you still in school or are you graduating?
Yes, I'm currently getting my master's. So I am still in school for another year.
Yep. So what would you say is the one or two things that you feel like this internship has taught you or allowed you to be exposed to that college has not?
Yeah, well, first I would...
Great leadership, right?
Yes, great leadership first. I would say first, I think that I have a whole new perspective on the equine industry. I mean, I've been an exhibitor since, like, just showing horses since I was like 8, 9. And I think the main thing for me is I didn't realize how much goes into the equine industry to make it happen, and all of the talented people and hardworking people and intelligent people that are involved in this industry. I would say through college, I was on the TCU equestrian team and I showed throughout. And I think the main thing is that college doesn't really teach you. I mean, they can present in a lecture hall how an organization is supposed to run in organizational communication, but you don't really experience it until you are actually doing it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I can get that for sure. What would you say is the funnest or most enjoyable thing that you have done while you've been here? If you had to pick one of the things that you've been involved with?
Yes, if I had to pick the most enjoyable thing, I would say it'd be getting able to work with a lot of different departments and meet like top industry professionals and be able to take advantage of making those relationships.
Yeah.
So Emma.
Yes.
You're kind of quiet. Okay.
A little bit.
So, you know, in your quiet self, is there anything that you've learned about your leader over there, Kristen, that you've sort of slid into your pocket and said, I'm hanging on to this for a while. This is going to be good.
Too many things to name, right, Emma?
Let me think. I would say, I think Kristen, I think just from my experience with previous internships as well, she has very strong communication skills, which I admire because before, I mean, it is hard as an intern when you really don't have working experience to do something without guidance. So I would say I've definitely noted that when communicating or emailing, like instructions are very clear, and because people can't read minds.
Look, we're not looking for anything good about Kristen at this point.
You're going the wrong direction.
Yeah, yeah. This is your your opportunity to make fun of Kristen.
Emma's got my back.
No, this is serious. Okay.
No, Emma, you're on the right track.
You're going the wrong
way. I can't make fun of her. There's nothing to make fun of.
That a girl. That's my girl.
All right. We're going to have to take the internship program away from Kristen. She's training them wrong. Yeah. Not teaching them the right
way. Someone motives. Help me out and then I can elaborate.
Matt knows some things. Yeah. You go.
Okay. So this is all joking.
Yeah.
This podcast.
It's joking and serious, but you know, we like to have fun too. It's okay to make fun of people. I mean, look how old Dr. Smith is. That's what, you know.
Way before my time.
Yeah, exactly.
Matt, you're being awfully quiet over there.
I got the glare from you, so I know that I can't disclose too much information. Kristen does too much stuff for me. I really I got to watch what I say because exactly. She's the one who like pet sits for me when I go on vacation. I got to keep that connection going. She knows where I live. Like, I mean,
I know too much.
There's too many potential things that if I say the wrong thing that could happen.
I will say there's something that Emma has not experienced yet fully, but she will.
Okay.
Is that a lot of times our interns go home with a cat.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I do love cats. I'm a cat person.
Oh.
It's just a matter of time.
Like you went over by the parking lot.
I knew.
See? I've already got her thinking about it.
I've tried to catch you a few times on my way.
See, I was just fixing to ask if it weirded you out knowing how many cats Kristen had, but I guess not.
I remember on my first day, I did try guessing and I never guessed right. So I
if you didn't guess over 20, you were wrong.
I think I said my guess right now would be like 18.
No, it's not nearly that high.
Yeah, you guys are wrong.
Twice that.
You number it?
No, he doesn't. He thinks he does.
Will never confirm. I have an idea in my head.
It's in the double digits.
That's 36. It's in that.
It's in the double digits. Gosh.
12.
No.
I think 12.
No. But I will say that the furthest that I have sent a cat on an internship is to the Netherlands.
Yes.
Nice.
You had to buy it a plane ticket.
I did. No, we had an international intern and Miss Ivana Pallister. And just so happened that there was a adoption event going on during the show when we were out at the showgrounds. And on a break, we went over there and I didn't twist her arm, but she went home with a cat and he's still with her now in the Netherlands. So there you go.
Let's move off of the cats because it's getting depressing. But the question that I have, actually bringing up Ivana, you know, Kristen, if you could elaborate a little bit, but we have interns from all across the United States, but even international now too. You know, that where would you say we have, is Ivana the only intern we ever had internationally?
No, we have had one in the past, but I was not over the program at that time. But I know that they have kind of stemmed from, at least Ivana, the connection was made through Irene, our international membership director.
We had a French.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Which I'm sure Irene probably had a hand in that as well. But we've had them from all over. So
I have a question for Emma. So Emma,
yes.
What life-altering thing has happened to you here that's made you sort of change the whole trajectory of your life? You know, running horror, that kind of thing. So what as an intern has been life-altering for you?
It's a hard one. life-altering.
You're supposed to say, well, it was working for Kristen.
Well, it was working. First of all,
this is not
Kristen, right there.
Let's gang up on Kristen podcast.
Yeah.
Well, while you're
Emma, you can decline to answer. It's quite all right.
My life altering.
Working for Kristen.
You sold that a little too well, Emma.
We'll make it a little easier. If you had to say leaving here with one thing that it might have changed your path of career choice, is there anything that's done that?
Yeah, I would say once I am out of my master's program, I think I kind of want to stay in the horse industry.
Okay.
The equine industry and explore that for a while because I mean I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed learning all about it and kind of being a sponge.
Was that your path? Was that what your path was in college? Like you said, oh, I'm going to go get my master's and then I want to work in the equine industry before.
I kind of decided to get my master's right now and not wait because of COVID, because I mean, I was kind of like, what better time than now to get it over and done with instead of going and working for a few years and, coming back and doing it. I just decided that right after school, I was already in a school mode to just continue on. And I've always been interested in the equine industry and continuing or I guess I never started after graduation or starting that after graduation and then kind of seeing it where it takes me.
Okay. Matt, I'm going to piggy to you here.
I'm going to ask Matt a question.
Yeah, please, Matt.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Did your decision to come back, was it more, gosh, that's a great place to work and great people, or was it, holy cow, they need help, I can get in there and try to fix that wreck, okay?
I mean, I think it probably was number two, Billy. I think you needed me. I think you needed me to come back.
That's confidence right there.
No, for me, so I interned in 2013, so I was still in college. It was between my junior and senior year. I went to school for business management with a specialization in equine business management. So I've always kind of known that I wanted to do something in the horse industry. I just didn't necessarily know what it was. I took a horse show management class in school, and that's kind of where I kind of developed my love for, I've shown, done all that stuff growing up. But I think that's where my career goals of working somewhere, either in marketing, horse show management, something along those lines kind of developed from. And from that, APHA had the performance department internship, which was one of the first internships that I was looking at. And I think from that internship, I gained a lot of real world experience and knew going forward that was an area that I wanted to pursue after school. My career goals kind of changed a little bit after school. In between coming back here, I worked for WeatherBeater USA for 2.5 years in sales and operations. So I dealt with a lot of the larger accounts, still did some event stuff here and there, but more so on the relational type things of dealing with accounts and sales and things along those lines. But I always kept in touch with people here. So I think that's how, when I heard somebody was retiring in the performance department and there was a position with Breeders' Trust, Breeders' Futurity, things along those lines, they felt I was a good fit and we kind of talked it over. And from there, that's how I came back. I didn't really know too much about the program because that wasn't an area that I really did a lot with as an intern, but I think it was kind of the perfect fit after coming back and really learning about all of that. So I think coming back and being here, it was more so a lot of the people that I got to meet, members and staff that really made me want to be able to come back in the future.
So Stephen, you know where Matt went to school, right? You went to Casanova.
I went to Casanova College in New York. Yes, I did.
Which I think is one of my favorite name schools.
I know. It's a pretty cool place. It was voted like number one downtown in the country because it has a really cool, it's on a lake, really cool area in upstate New York.
I've been there.
Yeah. You know, it's awesome.
What I think about when I think about our internship program, talking about Matt coming back, one of the questions, we've actually just went through our latest round of internship interviews for our summer program. And one of the number one questions we always get at the end of those, when the interns are actually asking us questions is there opportunity for growth after our internship program is over? And I actually think it's a really good thing, but we have hired a ton of interns after their program or later on in their career. I think right now we have 4 or 5 staff members that were interns for us at some point in their career. Isn't that right, Kristen?
That is right. At least that amount. Yeah. We have a really good percentage that, you know, want to come back, and it's just like anything in life, it's all about timing. But yeah, we've had a lot come back, and some of our best and brightest people here, I would say, are former interns.
It's like if you can make it through the Kristen Connor boot camp, we want you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Have you ever had an intern that you were like, that one is?
Oh, you're going to go there.
Have you ever had one?
Yes, I have. Am I going to name their name? No.
Okay. What made
but you all know who I'm talking about?
What made them an intern not worthy of coming back?
Just maybe what makes a great intern?
Well, Kristen, I would
you
say
just point to me on this one. You could just point right at me.
Exactly.
Boring, Matt.
Just I don't know, a willingness to learn and hardworking, someone who wants to come in and just absorb all they can, and obviously responsible. Just the same things you look for in a any employee, I suppose, but the interns are, it's just fun because, you know, you get a new group every time and you've always got fresh thinkers and fresh ideas. So that keeps it interesting. But I would say, you know, we're looking for bright minds that are coming out of college and are still in college and just looking to learn a lot about the equine industry or association life as a whole. So
are you going to talk a little bit about the testing that we do?
No.
I'll talk about it. So we give this little smart aleck test. So if you don't score really high on being a little bit of a smart aleck, you cannot be an intern. You've got to have a little edge to you, right?
That's basically the welcome lunch with Billy.
Yeah. We get a little edge to all of them. I haven't mm-hmm. really seen Emma's edge yet, but I feel like it's there.
It's there.
It happened.
Haven't really seen it? I'm kidding.
I'm looking forward. I saw Matt's really early. Yeah, that was a very clear cut. Yeah, he's going to make it. He's got the edge. Yeah, well, you know,
also from New Jersey, though.
Billy, I'm from New Jersey. Yeah, New Jersey. Yeah, you're sort of born with it, right?
Yep. Yes, we are. It's a DNA
thing. Yeah, in order to hang with this group, you kind of have to have a little bit of that. So, and yes, Emma does have it. So there you go.
I could tell. I could just kind of look at her and go, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a reason she's sticking around.
He's what do they call that? Emotionally tough. So,
yep.
See, you know, Billy likes to make fun of the millennials and the Gen Zs and all those younger generations, but they're not all the same, Billy. You know, they're just not. They're not all the same, no matter what. You can't categorize people by their generation.
Oh, well, then why don't y'all please stop? Y'all do old people jokes all the time.
Well, that's just because you're old. That's not we're not categorizing you. That's just literally the number on your birth, your ID. That we can't help that. Yeah.
Yep, so, he's got nothing.
Yeah, I know. I love those moments. Those are the greatest things. When I stump the Dr. Billy Smith, when I stump him and he has no comeback, I feel like I won. He's one of the smartest people I know and he doesn't have a comeback. You won.
You've had a successful day.
Yeah.
I have a comeback. So the worst drubbing I've ever gotten from an intern. I have no idea why this was a part of a conversation, but the intern asked me who was president when I was born. And I told her, and that intern said, now, which one was that? She didn't even know who the president was then.
She probably wasn't born. Oh,
exactly. They weren't born.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Billy, you really shouldn't admit that.
It was sad. It was really sad.
Who was the president?
Now I got to know. Yeah. Good question there, Emma.
It was JFK.
Oh.
She didn't know who JFK
was. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. Even I know that one.
It was just barely.
She knows who JFK is, but she didn't know what solidified mean. So, you know.
Stephen was going to say the real president.
We're taking that out. You were
born for was like George Washington or something like that.
I thought about it.
Missed your opportunity.
I did. I thought about it. But I said, you know, I'll let him have this one.
It wasn't true.
Okay, let's get back on track here. So, Emma, you are in your graduate program. What classes are you taking right or going to be taking? Are you taking any classes right now? Or are you taking?
Yes, I am in a research methods and statistics class.
Okay.
Really fun.
All right. And has any of what's been the number one class if you had to pick out of college that you've been able to apply to your time at APHA?
I would say either interpersonal communication or maybe like organizational communication.
Okay.
I'd say.
Emma, right? I just have a question for you about, so little known fact, I used to teach Research methods and statistics. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry that I kind of bashed that.
What did you like most about statistics?
I don't like math.
She liked that it was one stage closer to getting her degree.
I have to check it off to go to the next.
You're not like a chi-square or binomial nerd or anything like that, huh?
No. I'm more of a quantitative methods kind of girl.
You're more of a percentage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just happy that it's almost done.
You're going to pass. That's going to happen, right? Hmm? You're going to pass, right? You're going to make it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to pass. I'm going to pass by far, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I enjoy it? No.
You ever have trouble? Holler. I'm happy to help you.
So, Billy, as you've been here with APHA now almost 10 years, I think, what are you most proud of? I think our internship has evolved some over the time, but what are you most proud about as you do these exit interviews for interns and things like that? What are you most proud about on the program and the people that leave here?
You know, what I'm most proud about is they turn up places. They turn up in good places, sometimes our place, but I see them later being successful. And I think I just assume part of that success is their internship. I'm until someone tells me otherwise, I'm going to say that's the primary reason they've been successful. So that's what I like to run into them later. Now, it is a little hard because in my advanced age, occasionally they'll show up and I can't remember exactly where I don't connect the dots immediately. That's something that happens as you advance. And so I've got to try to bluff my way through. And then I'll go to Kristen or someone and say, was that one of our interns? And she'll say yes or no, I don't even know who that is. Something like that. So occasionally I catch myself, but yeah, I can bluff my way through that pretty well.
So Emma, he's warning you now that
of what I'm like, do you remember me?
Yeah. Emma.
The one on the podcast.
It does, yeah.
That's right. What would you say as you do the exit interviews, is the number one thing most interns tell you about their time here?
Well, so I don't really do exit interviews. I do exit while they're walking by, flag them down and say, how's it going kind of thing, catch them informally. But I do know that Kristen's done, I tasked Kristen some time ago with making internships more global, where they do more things. They see the global picture of APHA instead of just one narrow piece of it. And I think that's a unique feature in internships in the horse industry. And I think that's what makes them a little bit more, I think that's what makes our interns more interested maybe in coming back, because they find places where they can be, they didn't realize was a part of the business and it's what they wanted to do.
Yeah, I think a lot of people associate our internships in general as coffee getters and envelope stuffers. And as a whole, I don't think that's what they get when they come, at least to an APHA internship. You know, for instance, Emma's ran the Ranch Work Championships and the Cowgirl Gathering Facebook page pretty much since the day she got here. And she's in charge of it. She sends me some stuff as to look at, but for the most part, I pretty well gave you the reins to that and let you go. And that's I think that's a little bigger than just stuffing papers and going and getting coffee for people. So that's kind of fun.
Oh yeah.
Just for the record, nobody gets coffee for people here.
Yeah, I was like, I've never done that.
Nobody does that. Nobody ever does that.
And we kind of like to say that they're more of like a junior staffer position when they're here, because they really do step in and do, you know, tasks that we all do here. So it's just one more way that they get a pretty good feel of the whole picture. So,
And we've had interns that come in like in the editorial section that do some small, you know, APHA news stories, but then have become later contract writers for the magazine and things like that. So that's kind of a fun thing too.
Absolutely. It's especially those that are editorial focused in their degree plans and things like that. It's a big deal to be published at an association, or, you know, whether it's a news story or they may have something show up in one of our magazines, that's a huge deal. So that's one thing that they always are excited about, getting published, you know, while they're here. That's a big, very big deal. So, yeah.
Prior to, this is kind of for Matt and Emma both, but prior to being an intern, one of the things I see a lot with people today is they don't understand how associations truly work. Not just the equine industry, but associations in general. You know, you usually have a board, you have a president, you have executive director and all those things in the leadership section, but they don't actually understand how it works. It is a lot like government in general, but they don't have a broad spectrum. Would you say, Emma, Matt, would you say you understood how these organizations work prior to coming in as an intern? Do you understand it? Matt, I know you do, but Emma, do you understand it now? You know, what does that look like for you?
I would say before, if I'm being honest, I had no clue. I mean, maybe I thought I had an idea, but it was completely off than what it actually is. I would say now I have a better understanding, maybe not as obviously not as well as Matt or you guys, but beforehand, no clue.
You're just like Steven. He always thinks he has an idea.
Yeah, you think you have one, and then it's like night and day different.
I have a great idea, and I have always great ideas. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What about you, Matt? What did you think before coming in?
I had a pretty generalized idea. Coming in, obviously, like I did have a clear picture going out of exactly the workflow and how things worked in terms of the hierarchy structure. I think being here and actually working internally, you get a way better picture. So I had like a broad idea, but not nearly as clear until I was actually here of how things worked.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. So I've got one more thing for Emma, and then we kind of wrap this up. You're an intern now, so you're going to go out at some point from your internship. If the new fall or summer interns that are coming in, what's one piece of advice you want to give them as they step into their new role with APHA?
If I had one piece of advice, I would say, first of all, I would say really make connections with the people around you, because you never know later in life where you're going to see these people or how your paths will cross again. And honestly, these are the top industry professionals. I mean, take advantage of it. And I would say also another thing, no matter how big or small the task is that you are given, do it to the best of your ability, because you are helping out someone in some way, whether it be helping Leah or, can I use names?
Yeah, absolutely.
You just did.
Helping Leah or running the Facebook pages and stuff.
That's okay. I'm gonna have to redo my section anyway. So,
that's not really what you meant, right? What you really meant was the important thing is to position your desk as far away from Kristen as possible. That's
and Billy.
Ah, yes. Now she's coming out.
Atta girl.
She's got it.
Yeah.
As far away. Lower back corner.
We'll talk privately, Emma, later, okay?
So, Kristen, I'm going to ask you the same question. I'm going to do it. Everybody's going to answer that. If you had to give one piece of advice for the incoming interns in the summer, what would it be?
Well, just kind of build on what Emma said. Just you've learned a ton of things through college, but know that you've not really been out in the business world just yet. So keep that in mind. Keep an open mind, and just be there. There's only a few people out there will become big leaders. There's a lot of people out there that need to be followers. That doesn't mean that what they do is any less important, but learning to be a follower is not a bad thing. So just come in. We want to hear your ideas. We want you to be a leader, but we also want you to learn while you're here. And so sit back and just absorb everything that's around you, because you're going to be exposed to all different departments. And so just make the most of it.
Absolutely. Matt, let's hear your thoughts. One piece of advice.
One piece of advice coming from a summer intern, I think be ready for it to be hot here in Texas if you do not live in Texas, because it really coming from the Northeast. I mean, I was prepared for cold weather, snow, like where I went to college, it snowed from like end of October all the way through May. So be ready for it to be hot. Be ready to really work hard. And I think be ready to just kind of on that aspect, be prepared to work with different groups of people and different personality types. That's something that I think is a key skill that you gain from being an intern, is working in a team with people who might not necessarily think like you or act in a way that you're used to. So I think that's a key strength that you gain from an internship. So just really be open to learning new things. Like Kristen said, we still want to hear a lot of input from your end of things being an intern, but just be really open to learning. I think that's the biggest takeaway that I really got from my internship, was the whole aspect of learning and communication with a variety of different people.
Right. Absolutely. All right. Let's go to the doctor turned professor turned IT director turned executive director.
So I'm going to mirror some of the things I've heard. I might just say them a little differently. If you will do the little things really well, you'll get a chance to do the bigger things. And, you know, that's the thing I look at. If an intern kind of blows off this sort of inconsequential things, then I know they'll struggle with being successful at the really, really important things. A tiny bit of humility goes a long, long way, because you'll probably fail a couple of times, but failure is just fine as long as you continue to move forward. So a little bit of humility helps, but it's okay to be confident too. So those are some things I think are super important. But I think Emma used the word sponge, be a sponge and just kind of soak it all up and try to learn as much as you can.
Yeah.
And be prepared to take a cat home.
No, don't do that. Just say no. Just say no to drugs, kids.
Cats.
Just say no. Yeah, I would say the same on my end. The one thing that I would recommend is that if you want to be involved with something as your internship, do the little things well, just as the doctor said. But if you want to be involved with a certain aspect, don't be afraid to ask the question. I see a lot of people that are afraid to ask, and just, you know, the answer may be no. That's okay. But just ask the question if you want to be involved with something. I think that's a big, big key to success is asking. And then the second thing is just being a problem solver. You know, I'll give a prime example, kind of what Dr. Smith was saying about doing the small things great. And so we have a employee today, and her name's Shauna Headache, and I'm going to kind of brag on her in a minute. Shauna was an intern about 2 years ago now. She is now our manager of retail operations here at APHA and runs our retail store. She came in as an intern. I tasked her with shipping orders from the retail store. We were going through a transition period at that point, starting to move into a full-on retail brick and mortar, which she had never done before. And I just tasked her with taking online sales and shipping them out. Very simple task, but she did it really well. And we have a program called Shopify that runs our store back in. She went from shipping orders to understanding Shopify and built on that. And it turned into now she is the manager of retail sales for APHA and has done an extremely well job, has actually taken the store for the first time in the history that I know of to profitability. And that's a big thing. But it, just like Dr. Smith said, it started with those little things and it just built from there. So that's just my kind of two cents on that.
Yeah, I think if you can embrace serendipity, embrace surprises that come on you that you didn't expect? I'm sure Shauna never thought about being a retail store manager, but the opportunity presented itself and she was adequately prepared. So I always get bummed out when I hear young people talk about you. They have one or two goals in life and they've already got their life planned out for the next 40 years. In my mind, you're going to miss an opportunity that you never thought was even there if you sort of got your whole life planned for the next 40 years. So, you know, be okay if something comes up and it surprises you a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I got my degree in animal science and I'm in marketing. I don't know how that worked out, but it somehow here we are. So you just never know. Just be willing to the openness of what opportunities could present themselves. So, Emma, Matt, Kristen, thank you all for being on here today and visiting with us a little bit about the program and your experience as an intern. If you have anything else you want to add before we kick off here, I'll give you this platform now to do that. If not, I'll close this out and just say thank you guys again.
I tell you what, I would leave off. We're super proud of our interns and always have been. And if we weren't proud of them, we wouldn't hire so many to come back and work with us full time.
Absolutely. Well, thank you all again for being with us and sharing y'all's input on the internship program. And we're looking forward to our summer internships coming in. So thanks, guys. We'll see you down the road.